from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I want him to lean on the talent around him. And then when the time is right, and that's an instinctual thing, and I think that plays right into him, that's when you do the special. And balancing that. And then sometimes it's going to get out of whack one way or the other, but always come back to that. It's kind of like that neutral
lean
place where...
When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
That was Ryan Poles talking about his expectations for how Caleb Williams can begin to ingratiate himself into the NFL. Makes a whole lot of sense, but I'm greedy. I want him to know everything he's got around him and say, okay, I'll lean on him when I want to.
I think that you're looking at it the wrong way.
All right.
I think that when you hear Ryan Poles talking about that, and we'll hear Matt Eberflus talk about it in a little bit, I think what they're trying to do is you don't have to do it by yourself.
I know. What if I want to?
It might not be the best way to go about winning football games NFL.
Yeah, have you never seen anything like me before?
Considering last year proved that it wasn't a great way for them to do things at USC.
Well.
So you've got guys. Like, this isn't the situation that Justin Fields found himself in early on, and it's not with Mitch Trubisky. Like, there are dudes out there. And they have a lot of experience.
And I understand Ryan Poles needs to say, he put the roster together. He spent a lot of money.
He did.
He spent a lot of money to put this roster together. And Caleb may say, thank you. Thanks for doing that. Appreciate it. But let me cook.
Why don't we hear what his coach has to say about the idea of Caleb leaning on his teammates?
It's exciting. It really is. I'm excited to see him, and I'm excited to lean on his teammates. You know, lean in and lean on his teammates, because that's what you have to do as a quarterback. You know, he's got guys around him that have played a lot of years, and again, he's a rookie, so he's just been leaning on those guys, and you know, getting the ball to those guys and let them do their work. We have to do a good job of protecting him, and but yeah, he's just leaning in and leaning on his teammates.
Well. It sounds to me like Caleb Williams, when you hear him, is very much on message.
I've said this since, you know, I've come here. We got a top five defense. We just drafted a punter in the fourth round, I believe. You know, we got Cairo, Cairo's Mr. Santos. We have this, like I said, this amazing defense. We got special guys, a wide receiver. We got a special running back, our offensive line. I believe in our run game has been like top five in the past 2 or 3 years. It's what I said, when I was first drafted or around that time of, you know, I'm going to do whatever I need to do, for my team to win. And you know, that's like I spoke about earlier, handing the ball off, leaning on my guys. If that's dropping back, throwing the ball 30 times, that's doing that. It's leaning on my talent. I'm not trying to do anything special. And then, you know, when those moments happen, when those moments come up, you know, third downs, into games and things like that. Obviously, you know, there's some routine plays, but, you know, a lot of times those moments are times where, you know, it's time to be special. You know, understanding the leaning on your guys and also understanding the right situation to go and, you know, do special things on the field. There's a certain balance that you have to find, and you know, we've been working our tail off. I've been working my tail off to try and find it, and so it's been great. It's been fun.
I have the more I've been thinking about it, and I think a lot about the Aaron Rodgers comps, and when I watch Caleb Williams and watch the ball come out of his hand, I think about Aaron Rodgers. But you know what else I think of? Creating and recognizing the free play. Of not just recognition is important, and that awareness is important when it's noisy and the wind is blowing, and just knowing it and being and understanding it. But it's also using your cadence, and we know he's behind on that.
Right, and that's the scale.
That's going to take time.
Scale from zero to Aaron Rodgers on effectively using your cadence as a weapon.
But when it comes to these moments to be special, that is a do whatever you got to do, young man. Like, off schedule, you got a freebie, then go crazy. Go ahead. And it's the more of those you can get, the more of those... It's like someone hands you a free spin of the Wheel of Fortune. You walk into a casino.
Wheel of Fortune. It's
like, here you go. Here's your little free drink or your free spin or your free this. Those adding up over the course of a season, the number of times you say, hell yeah, I'll take a shot. He's down there somewhere. Rome's down there somewhere. Keenan Allen's down there somewhere.
Ah, speaking of Keenan Allen, he spoke on this subject too.
Winning. At the end of the day, and you know, no matter who the quarterback is, you want to win. And you know, I wouldn't rather be with another guy right now than Caleb. You know, I think he showed great. I don't know what's it called. He's gotten better ever since we've started. And you know, I think the confidence is through the roof.
Keenan, what have you seen specifically with his work ethic behind the scenes over the months that you've been here? What kind of worker has he been?
Yeah, I think he's been great. Like I said, he's gotten better, you know, ever since OTAs when we first started. And, you know, just seeing him just kind of get the terminology, the huddle calls, how to change the plays and everything, I think he's did a great job.
You've been around young quarterbacks like Justin, obviously. How is this different? Both really high picks. Obviously, he's the first overall pick.
Yeah.
How is Caleb special?
His confidence. You know, he's always been the guy. You know, and when we first had Herbert, he wasn't really the starter going into week one. So that's the difference. And you know, he's always been the guy. So he's always had the expectation of playing at that level that we play at. So you know, I think he's ready for it. I think he's up for the task. And like I said, his confidence is good.
Since he's gotten here, like to lean on the talent around him, how have you noticed from the very beginning to where you're at now, him being able to delegate to you guys and maybe not trying to take on too much on his own, which might have been something he was accustomed to at other
points? Yeah, well, we were just talking last night, he wants to get the ball out of his hands, you know, just get it into our hands, the playmakers, the talent that coach is talking about, and, you know, just let everything happen for itself instead of trying to wait on plays that aren't really there and, you know, try to create your own plays. That's how you fall into mistakes and fall behind the downs and stuff like that. So just try to get us the ball early and let us work.
He goes into scramble mode and his first instinct is I'm still looking to pass. As a receiver, how do you have to, I mean, trying to get open and stay open, how does that change what you have to do in that moment?
Yeah. I mean, you just stay alive. You know, at any time he can roll out and make a pass. And, you know, that's kind of when he's at his best, when he's off schedule, throwing those crazy passes off one leg, you know, turning around and stuff. So you just got to stay alive and, you know, just expect it.
I love the whole concept of, I just want to get the ball out of my hands. Like, let's not play around. We got guys that can make plays. Get them the ball and let them make plays.
Run X glance.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Now there's your Aaron Rodgers play.
Yep.
That's the play as a Bears fan that you dread.
You can always see
like,
it coming.
Right, 3rd and 8. You're like, okay, we got a negative play, got a little stop there, made the tackle first try. Okay, 3rd and 8. Now. And then you're going, oh, not the slant.
Oh, no, and then it's you look at the top of the screen. Oh, the corner's playing too far off. Oh, God, Devontae's going to, yep. There it is, first down.
I almost swore
every
but,
time,
but that it is right, and it's usually from the top of your screen. Move and you're like, no,
Of course, he hits that for 9 yards on third and eight.
And he's wide open because all he does is angle his free release, and he's got the defender shielded off, and it's wait, hitch, bang. God darn it.
Yeah.
Again.
Maybe the Bears will be doing that to other people. There's DJ Moore. Boom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we didn't even mention DJ Moore. Remember him?
Yeah,
he's pretty good.
He's really good at football.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty good,
He's another one of their guys that are really good at football.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got him locked up for a long time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.